Humidity and snowpack, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The future of snowpack and water resources in the American West now has another variable in the equation for water managers, humidity. University of Nevada, Reno, Assistant Professor Dr. Adrian Harpold.
There are some implications for agriculture and water supplies. And coming from Nevada, we don't have the agriculture necessarily of Idaho, but we certainly are reliant on snow for our agricultural water supplies as well. So what we're seeing really is that humidity is associated with increased energy inputs in the wintertime. And so places with higher humidity are melting more in the winter. And this increased winter melt is going to be problematic because it's going to deliver water in more unpredictable ways and at times of year in the winter where we don't need the water as much. Agriculture is mostly the six-month growing season in the summer, and if that water is coming in January and February and March, especially if we can't hold it in our reservoirs, that is not going to be good for agriculture. The flip side is in places that are less humid, we're not seeing those winter melt pulses increasing over the last 30 years. Instead, what we're seeing is evidence of the spring melt timing shifting earlier. Earlier spring melt in places like the Southern Rockies is associated actually with a slower melt rate, and that has its own set of problems for places like the southwestern U.S.
Long-term planning is key for water managers. David Sparks, aginfo.net.